Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Now, we bring back your parents.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Mom and Dad.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good. So we're talking about, is it a good idea to vacation separately? Let's start with Joe. All right, Dad, what do you think? Do you think this is a good thing? Is it harmful for a marriage relationship? Is it positive? What do you think?
Right. Well, I think we need to set some parameters around what we're talking about here. I mean, okay. If we're just talking about a long weekend or a week getaway, I don't see a problem with that. But if one of the spouses is getting away like on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis and going away with their buddies to Las Vegas, then I would not recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do believe that there are some positives, though, to getting away for the opportunity to do something that you would have a difficult time doing if you stayed at home. And, for example, for Mom, there are times when Cindy just feels that she needs to get more focused on a particular writing project that she was doing or she is doing. And she feels that, you know, for her to get more focused on a project, she needs to get away for a while. And it really is more like a retreat for her. And since I trust her and I know that she's going to be doing what she says she's going to do, I don't have a problem with her leaving for a few days or so.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, though, I got to tell you, I mean, there are times I do need to get alone as well and get more focused. But for me personally, I don't need to get on a plane and go someplace.
Yeah.
I mean, I just need to go to my man cave for a few hours. And I'm usually fine on that one. But we're just different, you know, and different. Mm-hmm. Okay. As long as we understand each other. But I don't object when she feels the need to get away from her very hectic schedule. And Kathleen knows better than anybody how hectic Mom's schedule is here. But overall, I think it's better to allow one or the other to get away to do things that would just be too difficult to get done on a timely basis if you stayed home. But again, I just wouldn't want to I don't recommend going on vacation by yourself if you plan to just meet up with a bunch of buddies and party.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely don't recommend doing that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mom, what would you say in response to Dad's thoughts there? Would you encourage couples who are saying, well, I think I might just go out for a while on my own?
Yeah, I'm really in total agreement with what he says.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, we all need time alone. Or just time to get away, sort of pull the plug and chill from what your normal daily tasks are. And for some people, it might be just going on their deck and reading a book and just not having an interrupted time. And, you know, you know yourself, and so you should plan that accordingly. I think we all need that time alone. The times that we've done that sort of thing, Joe and I, really has either been for ministry purposes, if he goes away for a week or he's done missions trips or things like that. Or I remember when you guys were little, you girls,
mm-hmm.
Christina and Kathleen, we would take a friend and we would go to Florida and spend like a week there, sort of a girls' time out. But that was like Mom and the girls. That was hardly like party time. We partied, but
hey,
it wasn't partying.
We
like
watched Pride and Prejudice.
Over and over.
That's right.
So,
and that's why I stayed home.
So I think there's, you know, there's good reasons, but I really think, and I do know, I actually know of one particular couple that this was the demise of part of the demise of their marriage, mm. because they did take separate vacations. They went with friends, and I don't really know that it was just like a relaxing vacation someplace. I think it was a little bit more on the wild side, mm-hmm. as I would see it, you know, maybe not from somebody else's perspective, but I don't think it worked in their marriage like they thought it might work.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just something that a couple needs to really be careful of. And I would ask, what is the motivation behind it? Not what you say it is, but what it really is. There's, you know, two different things there.
Sure. Now, have you guys ever vacationed separately?
I don't think we've ever, I was trying to think that. I don't think we've, you know, like you and I, you know, we went to see Celine Dion. I guess that would be like a little bit of a vacation, but I'm trying to think, I don't think I've ever taken like a week's trip someplace just for the sake of like a vacation
mm-hmm.
where, I don't know, can you think of one, Joe?
Or maybe your friend in Arizona that one time. That's about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did. We met in Florida, and I think that was for like a long weekend. Mm-hmm.
Well, in Florida.
Mm-hmm. It was in Florida, and so it was like a place that we go to all the time. And so for me and my friend, it was certain. Well, okay, it was shopping and having lunch, the two of us.
That's why I stayed home.
Yeah, another time, Dad's like, I'm good. I'll stay home.
I'm good. I don't need to go down there. So that was a dear friend of mine from high school, actually, who led me to the Lord. And so we had a wonderful time just sort of catching up on things. So I think, you know, not just because I did it, is it right? But I think there's that motivation behind it. What is your purpose for getting away? You know, if it's like I've had it and I'm getting out of here, I don't know, that's probably not solving any problems. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I think you have to make sure you know what's right with it.
Mm-hmm. Could it do a marriage some good, perhaps, if a couple just had maybe a long weekend where they were away, apart from each other just to breathe a bit? I mean, I'm not saying they're dealing with conflict, but I mean, could that be healthy?
You know, honestly, I think it is good. I think, you know, the times Joe has been gone, even when the children were little, and even though it was very busy for me to handle all three of them and their schedules and everything and Joey's special needs, sometimes I think there is something good about just being apart for a little bit where when you get back together, it's just like, wow, it really is wonderful having you back at home. Mm-hmm. Not that you didn't think it was, but just kind of that whole yeah, it's good to have you here. You know, it's good to have you here. So that would be my thought, but not to do it just for that. But I do think that something that can be a good thing that comes out of it. How about you, Joe?
Again, I think it just goes back to the motivation that we were talking about earlier. You know, when Cindy has been away, I really would not call it a vacation. It's more of a retreat for her. And just to get those things done that would be difficult to do if she stayed home.
Yeah.
And again, when she's away with her friends, I really don't see a problem with that either. So I think it's fine to let your spouse to get away in those situations and just to have fun. Yeah.
And just to add too, I know one particular couple, and I love that they do this. One couple I know, they have special time that each of them get away. They try to do it at least once a year where they each can get away for sort of a spiritual retreat just for a couple of days. So, you know, the guy mans the fort while she's gone and then vice versa. But then they also try very hard around their anniversary to get away just for a few days.
Yeah.
And Brian, like you, they have a lot of children. And so it's not always easy to do that, but they kind of divide and conquer, and a couple kids go here and a couple kids go there and they get away. And I just think there's a real strength in that kind of an attitude, because it's a good focus on the Lord as opposed to focusing on what do I want, what do I need in terms of sort of the selfish aspect of it. Rather, it's more of a, you know, I'm getting refreshed, and we all need to be refreshed.